Charles.
Well, James, let's first of all talk about your involvement here. How long have you known these pieces of part of South Gloucestershire and been working on this course first up and your team?
Well, Dad, our company's family business. Dad and his brother started it way back in the 60s. And Dad's been course building here for almost like 40 years, 45 years, I think it is. He's still here now. And the last 10 years or so, I've kind of taken the reins over from him and done a bit more of myself, but he's still very much involved and still helps out here. So
So when, if you think about it, when was the first time that you can remember coming around this course and perhaps getting out the hammer and banging a nail into a fence?
Well, the first time I remember was at home one day, and Dad came and looked at me. He said, "James, what are you doing today?" I said, "Well, I've got to go to school, Dad, like everyone else." I said, "You don't have to go to school today. We need a bit of help. Come out and help us." So, you know, for a young lad to come out in the middle of the park and drive a tractor, ride the quad bike and go around the fields, it was just, yeah, no problem. Quite happy to do that. So,
at what age were you?
I must have been like, probably as soon as I could walk or get about, really. As soon as my feet could reach the pedals of the tractor, I was away. So
you have such, this is part of your life, this course. So it's ingrained in you and your family. So when you get presented with a new challenge, and like last year's, how much was a challenge building those fences and creating what Giuseppe had in mind as the course?
Yeah, well, last year was a big change. We kind of really enjoyed the challenge of it. We really found it quite exciting. Just some real big landscaping projects to get our teeth into, really. That was the first big project we changed. And so we've got a few, you know, we changed a slight route of the course and the terrain and created a new water jump, which, you know, it's just quite interesting to see it from where it started to where it ends up now.
So when we turn up on Cross Country Day, there's an awful lot of work goes into it. Sort of talk us through the sort of year routine that you're going through from once the, you know, I suppose the D-rig has happened after the previous one. What are you doing immediately to sort of get ready for next year?
Well, I mean, there's a big cleanup operation goes into place straight away. A lot of the jumps we know we're definitely not using next year, we take down. There's a lot of mobile jumps get put back in the sheds. The main then thing is to get all the ground put back in place after the horses have run, put all the divots back in, and also the car parking and the trade stand area. If it's a wet year, that needs a lot of preparation to get back in.
Because you're not just responsible for what it sounds like, just that the track, the cross-country track.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bamington Horse Trials is part of Bamington Estate. And, I mean, I have a good team with me and my course builders, but the team at Bamington is also very good. We've got the farm manager and his guys. They do a great job helping us. Anything, you know, they help as much as they can. We've got the forestry department that supply a lot of the timber and the trees for the cross-country jumps. They're always willing to help, and you know, it is a big team effort here on the estate.
For this year, has there been much landscaping or special landscaping for the route this year?
There's been a bit, not as much as last year. Last year was quite a big change. But most of it, the changes would go in the summer. Giuseppe's first visit comes in the summer. That's when we really lay out, not necessarily the jumps, but the actual course, the route, to get the grass and the ground prepared for the event.
And safety is so much part of the sport now, so presumably that's all part of that, to ensure that whatever fiendish design Giuseppe's come up with, the ground is safe.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever jumps you put there, you need good ground to jump off, no matter what the weather, and that's what we try to create. So hopefully whatever the weather throws at us, we can cope with.
And the nitty-gritty of designing the fences, presumably that has evolved over the years because of the increased safety element to the fences, and that presents its own kind of challenges.
Yeah, I mean, safety is always in the back of everyone's mind, I think, when they're designing or building. So I think that ultimately affects what you actually build and how you construct it.
And talking about, obviously, lots of iconic fences around here, but say the lake fences, how many man-hours was it take to sort of produce and present that your team are building that and present so it's ready for May?
I mean, I wouldn't know exactly, but I would imagine it's quite a lot. It's quite more than a lot more than you would think about it, really. I mean, if you take in time all the, I mean, the course is mown all year round. It's spiked, it's fertilised, it's seeded. We had to construct the jumps. I mean, actually constructing the jump would take a couple of days per jump, and that's actually not so difficult. It's all the other things, you know, the placing it, getting in the right place, leveling it, getting on site, all the decorations, the painting of it, the flags and the name signs and all the other things that go with it, is there?
And I'm talking to you at the beginning of March, so at what stage are you now at in terms of building the fences? Where are you at now?
I think at the moment, everything bar one fence is pretty much out there on the course. So Giuseppe's here this week, so we've placed everything. We've got the TD coming this week as well. He's going to walk around, have his first assessment of it, get his opinion, see what we need to move or tweak, get his ideas, and then hopefully he'd be happy and we can keep moving forward and getting it ready.
And how many days are you personally here? Because, you, I mean, obviously, as a company, you've got lots of other courses to be involved with, but is badminton more demanding on your time?
Yeah, this is the biggest event we do, so it does take quite a long time. I mean, we live very close as well, so that's very handy because, you know, we may not be here every day, but you know, there's not many weeks we don't come by that we don't just pop out in the park, have a look. I mean, the deer are out in the park all the time. Their favourite pastime is rubbing the fences or pulling the brush out the jump, so we've got to make sure they're fenced off and just keep our eye on, especially the ground, really, just making sure that's kept nice all year.
But for you this year, the challenges are going a different way. What's that? Does that present different challenges for you?
Not as far as building goes. I mean, we stick to the same route pretty much. I mean, we may take a corner out here and there or a slightly different route which we can prepare, but you know, 95% is on the same route. And then some fences we're jumping this year, we're jumping the Colt Pond and the reverse. I mean, it may look to everyone exactly the same as last year, but actually it's almost going to be completely rebuilt because fences very rarely work the same both directions. So although it may look very similar to last year, it's actually almost a brand new fence, really. So
every year, it doesn't matter what way round, you're basically rebuilding all fences for whatever direction they're going in.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, portable fences, we can obviously just turn around. But a lot of the fixed fences, I don't think there's very many that we can just turn the flags around and they jump it. I mean, although they may look the same, it's actually a new fence as well. So.